Well, my boy?
I think the job's mine.
Did I ever doubt it? No, I didn't.
Just one hiccup. She wants you to sign a form giving me permission to work there.
Then hand it over and I'll sign.
She wants to meet you.
Oh, no. That won't work at all.
But you have to. She'll think something's up if
we
don't.
No, I don't dare go into town. It's too risky.
Then we'll meet her somewhere else.
Where?
How about...
Hmm?
The carnival.
Yes, perfect. Hey, you're such a bright boy. You arrange it. See if she'll meet us there tonight. We're losing time.
I'll take care of it.
All right, good. Now, let's run our errand.
What do you have in mind?
It's time to get rid of some of our equipment, and Hagler's Junkyard is the perfect place to drop it. Then, when it suits our purpose, we make a discreet call to Detective Pohouse, and there you have it.
What do we have?
A magician's trick, son. A little misdirection, sleight of hand, now you see it, now you don't. Pohouse will be looking there while we do what we have to do over here.
You are a genius.
Yes, I know.
What am I gonna do with this thing?
Well, 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 if it isn't the Tinkerer himself. All alone? Where's the rest of your little club, Parker?
Busy. What are you doing here, Jay?
This is my uncle's junkyard, you'll remember.
And I have an uncle who's a barber, but I don't hang around his shop all day.
Yeah, well, maybe you should. You might do something with your hair.
What's wrong with my hair?
It's a mess. You've got it sticking out on that side, and it's uneven at the collar, and... I mean, not that I notice those kinds of things.
Thanks for stopping by.
What are you working on?
The appleberry.
Oh, that thing. Why waste your time? You don't know that the owner will give you a reward anyway. Just give it to the police.
And it'll wind up in some box somewhere. It's not about the reward. It's the challenge.
Hey, remembering how to divide fractions is a challenge. Skateboarding down a wooden banister is a challenge. Reciting Hamlet with a bowling ball on your head is a challenge. This is no challenge.
Why did you have to recite Shakespeare?
Forget about it. Now, what about that GPS system? Did you check it out?
Yeah. Tell your uncle it works fine. It even has a portable base, so you can track anything from anywhere. I don't know why the company got rid of it.
Well, you said they upgraded.
Must be nice to be able to get rid of perfectly good equipment like that.
Yeah, some of us get to live the dream.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, me too, Uncle Wally. Hey, I wanted to talk
to you
about...
Not you, Jay. Matthew, I got some bad news.
Uh-oh.
I got a call from a man who has a lot of equipment to bring in.
Stuff for us to take apart?
Sorry, no. In fact, it's the kind of equipment I'd rather not have kids around, so I'm going to need your club to relocate.
You're throwing us out?
Temporarily. Hey, it's summer. You should be outside anyway.
That's what my dad keeps saying.
You can take whatever you're working on.
It's only one thing.
Any idea where you'll go?
I don't know. Mr. Whitaker has a workshop in the basement of Wits End. Maybe he'll let us work there.
Great.
Okay, well, thanks. See ya.
Bye, Parker.
Give me a hand, Jay. Help me clear some room.
Oh, you mean like manual labor?
I know, it's a difficult concept, but give it a try.
Look, Uncle Wally, I'd really like to talk to you about what the detective said yesterday about you going to jail.
It was a long time ago.
Then why did the detective bring it up?
Because one mistake brands you forever with most people.
But I didn't know you were branded. Nobody ever said
that. That's to say, it's not really anybody's business but mine, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Matthew forgot to take that GPS unit. I wonder if it works.
He said it does.
Good. I might get a decent price for it. Something else in your mind?
No.
Good. Grab the other end of the saw table.
Okay, Monty, I want you to rest.
But, Grandpa, I...
Lie down on the sofa. That's an order. You can rest here, or I'll take you back to the hospital.
Suddenly, everyone gets tough with the patient. Some bedside manner.
It's me, Dr. Graham, or Agent Tanner. Which would you prefer?
I'm lying down.
What did your forensics team say about the fingerprints on the disc, Detective?
No matches. Though they were awfully curious about all the little hearts drawn on it.
I have a laptop over on the kitchen table.
Great. You wouldn't have any coffee around here, would you?
Yeah, in the cupboard above the coffee pot. Help yourself.
Thanks.
Can I get you anything, Monty?
No, thank you.
Well, let's see what's on this thing. It's a graphics format.
For what?
Well, it's an electronic file for a printing company to make copies. Here, take a look at this.
Yeah. Isn't that a poster for Uncle Archie's carnival?
Yeah, it's the one they've been hanging all over town.
So what, is my mystery man connected to the carnival somehow?
Rest.
Any clue who printed those?
Well, there's no identification on the desk. But printers will sometimes put their company name in small print on the edge of the poster.
All we need is the final poster.
Rest.
You've got one hanging in your shop.
I do?
Yes, I was there when a kid brought it in.
Oh, well, I'll call.
Want to look at that disc?
Stay put. I'll bring it to you.
Yeah, take it easy, kid. We'll take care of this.
What? But I...
Rest! Connie! Hi, it's Whit. Out! Calm down, Connie. Now, everything's all right. Look, I promise to explain everything later, but right now, I need you to get the poster for the carnival. It's probably hanging up on the bulletin board by the little theater. That's right. A poster for a carnival.
Emily, where are you going? Wits End.
Oh, me too. I guess you heard all the big news.
About the plane crash?
That too. And the backpack full of money that Eugene and I discovered was all counterfeit.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I found it right after you stormed off.
I didn't storm off. You stormed off.
Well, I hope your little club meeting was worth it, because you missed all the excitement.
Well, we had some excitement of our own.
Like what?
I'm not allowed to say.
Here we go again. I think you guys like to keep things secret because it gives you a sense of power.
Power over who? Curious people like you who don't like not knowing what's going on?
Well, yeah.
Thought so.
So, unless you've got big secret plans, let's do something.
I can't. I'm going to Wits End to see if our club can meet in Wits Workshop.
Mr. Hagler got tired of you guys hanging around.
He needed the space.
Fine. You can ask that, and then we can do...
And I need to talk to Eugene about something.
Another secret?
Kind of the same one. Please don't get mad.
I won't. Are you going to the carnival?
I haven't thought about it. My family might go.
Well, I'm going tonight. You should come. Just leave your secrets behind.
Maybe.
Oh, Matthew Parker, you are one of the most exasperating people I've ever met.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Welcome to Hagler's Junkyard. You're the one who called earlier?
Yes, indeed.
You didn't say you were bringing a semi.
I didn't say I wasn't. Can't you handle it?
Oh, I can handle it.
All right, open it up, will you, Buck?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What's all this equipment? Printing presses?
Oh, and sundry other items.
Huh. You know, you'd make a lot more money selling them yourself.
Well, they're pretty old and worn out. My boss can't be bothered with them anymore.
Who's your boss? Maybe I should talk to him.
No. He won't be interested. Trust me, not interested at all. Where should we put them?
In the storage shed.
Do you have a forklift? I don't think the boy and I will be able to get this unloaded through sheer brawn.
I'll bring it around.
I'm not sure leaving Monty at the house was such a good idea. Are you sure he won't run away again?
I doubt he has the energy.
Welcome to Renko's Printing. What can I do for you?
I'm Detective Polehouse with the Odyssey Police. I need to talk to someone in charge.
You're talking to her. How can I help?
Go on, Whit.
Well, we'd like to know who commissioned you to print this poster.
Isn't it obvious? Uncle Archie's Carnival.
Who specifically?
Yeah, we think it was printed from a file on this disc.
We can work from electronic files. We're a full-service operation.
Well, how about operating yourself back to your records and finding the person who gave you the job?
Ah, You're one of those guys who thinks being rudely terse is an endearing quality.
Am I wrong?
I'll be right back.
That's interesting. Look closely at this poster.
What?
Well, the artist who did the drawing signed it.
Where?
Here, on the lower right-hand side of the carousel. See? In the curlicues.
What? Curlicues? What, is that a technical term?
I'm having a hard time making it out. Perry Wince?
No, I think that first name is Penny. The second one looks like...
Wise!
That can't be a real name.
No.
Here's the file.
And?
You're in luck. The artwork on this poster wasn't stock or Photoshop. It was original. A young woman brought it in.
Penny Wise?
I think her name was Penny, yes. Oh, here it is. She was very particular about how we should print the poster.
Was she working for the carnival?
I believe she was sent by Benjamin Trask at the college.
Well, why would Dr. Trask be involved in a poster for the carnival?
He teaches art there and often has his students do freelance work for local businesses.
Uh-huh.
Well, it helps build up their experience and portfolios. I've worked with his students on several projects.
So, someone from the carnival commissioned Trask to make the poster?
I assume so. I don't have anything else in the file, so I suggest you talk to him.
We'll do that. By the way, do you find rudely terse endearing enough to consider having dinner with me?
What about Mrs. Detective Polhouse?
Oh, she succumbed to a heart attack 7 years ago.
Huh. I'll bet she's just using that as an excuse. Next customer, please.
Ouch. Call it a gift.
Thank you, Mr. Hagler. I believe that's all of it.
I'll get you a receipt. Oh, and I'll need your name and address.
Not necessary.
My accountant would say otherwise. I'll be right back.
Jay, come here a minute, please.
Yeah, why?
I need a favor.
Okay.
I want you to put that GPS tracker on the back of the truck.
Which truck?
The one we just unloaded. The tracker is magnetic, so it should attach to the frame. I'll stall them.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Me? I was just admiring your truck.
This truck?
Yeah, it's big.
You have a thing about big trucks?
Oh, yeah, ever since I was a kid. You know, Hey, pulling over, backing up, parallel park, with a truck.
If you want to make friends, don't ever do noises like that again, okay?
Yeah. Hey, I saw you yesterday. I was inside my uncle's shop and you were hanging around outside, right?
Oh, I brought some posters for the carnival, but it seemed like a bad time to ask, you know, about hanging them up. What was going on?
A friend of my uncle's got sick.
Is that why the cops were around?
Yeah, you know, they take sickness seriously around here, so...
It's a crime to get sick in this town.
Let's go, Buck!
Coming! See you around.
Yep, you probably will.
Did you do it?
Uh-huh.
Good job. Get the base monitor while I bring the car around.
You're gonna follow them? Why?
Call it a hunch. Come on.
Eugene?
Yes, Matthew? Oh, hello, Emily.
Hi. I wanted to ask if... What's wrong with the train set?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that section, but this one has me befuddled. Mr. Whitaker installed it a week ago, and for some reason, at this particular split in the track, the train persistently travels down the wrong way. I've been looking for a button or a toggle and can't find one.
That's because it's an old Barrymore track.
Hmm.
Oh, here we go.
It's designed to look authentic, so the switch for the track is an actual handle, like a real switch on a real track. See, right there. It's that little stick.
Mm-hmm. How clever. Well done, Matthew.
Who knows that? Why would anyone know that?
Huh?
There are a lot of people who know the ins and outs of Barrymore train sets. Oh, for example, the coupling device is right...
Stop. I'm gonna let you two be alone while I go find someone normal to talk to.
You have a question, Matthew?
May I use Mr. Whitaker's workshop in the basement for our club?
Oh, well, I'll ask Mr. Whitaker, though I'm almost certain he'll say yes. Why do you need his workshop?
Can we go down and I'll show you?
Indubitably. An Appleberry device. And you say you've attempted different passwords?
All the common ones.
How many attempts did you make?
A couple dozen.
Remarkable. Then you're fortunate. Normally, the security systems on these phones are set up for a maximum of 10 attempts. Then the phone assumes you're an unauthorized user and shuts down completely. The owner must not have configured the settings for that.
I've taken the battery out, hit the reset button. I don't know what to do with it.
You're determined not to hand it in to the police?
I'd rather find out the name of the owner and return it personally. It can be my good deed for the summer. Do you have any ideas?
Well, I once developed a program to recover passwords. You see, I had inadvertently locked myself out of my laptop in the midst of writing an important research paper, and, well, it's a long story and a valuable lesson about not being too clever when it comes to password names. In any event, the program simply runs combinations of letters and numbers until it finds the right sequence.
Let's try that. How long will it take?
Well, it could be a matter of minutes. Or hours. Or days. Are you under a deadline?
The owner of this phone is probably worried.
Yes, well, we'll connect it to Mr. Whitaker's computer in the corner. He rarely uses that one.
Thanks. Password recovery programs aren't illegal, are they?
Only if you do something illegal with them. In this case, you merely want to access the information on the phone to return it to its proper owner, correct?
That's all.
Then I can't imagine there would be any trouble whatsoever.
Wow, nice house, Mr. Skint.
This is your new home, boy.
Huh?
This is the address I told you to put on your application at Wits End. Am I correct?
Oh, it is. I thought you gave me a bogus address like you usually do.
Oh, no. See, boy, it can't be bogus if Wit or that tutor friend of his decides to check you out, understand?
Ah, just like we did in San Antonio.
Yeah, and Morgantown.
Yeah. So, whose house is it?
It's a rental. In between tenants, I'm friends with the caretaker. See, he's in the middle of having it repainted inside.
Are we really going to live here?
And have all the watchful eyes of the neighborhood on us? No, no. We'll stay at the compound.
Oh, that's too bad. I'd like to live in a nice house one day.
My boy, your wish may be granted once we finish this little adventure. We'll have enough money to live in several houses like this one. Now, inside, lad, we have to take the sheets off the furniture. It has to look lived in.
Okay, let's get to it.
All right.
What are they doing? Do they live here?
In the Brentwood Estates? I doubt it.
Then what are they up to? Do you think they're robbing the place?
We'll watch and see.
All right, class. Let's take a break. I'd like to look at your work.
Penny, what do you think? It's Picasso's Don Quixote.
As if you had to tell me. That's amazing. Connie, it's perfect. Hey, Dr. Trask.
No, don't call him a liar.
Yes, Penny?
Look, another masterpiece from Connie.
Let me see. That is remarkable. You even captured the nuanced texture of the lines. The heaviness here on the horse's neck and front legs versus the lighter applications there on the spear and background.
Thank you.
You have a perceptive eye. Keep up the good work.
Wow, that's incredible. He's never said anything about my eyes.
Maybe I'm getting the hang of this after all.
Hey, what are you doing after class? Let's do something fun.
Like what?
We could go shopping.
Sure, though I'll watch while you shop. I'm on a budget.
Oh, but that's no fun.
But I'm not wealthy.
Oh, but you could be. Just think of the money you'd make if we went into business together. All those great works of art just waiting to be copied.
I know, but...
Confidence.
It's not that.
Then what?
Wit.
Wit? Won't let you start a business?
No, Whit just walked in. What's he doing here? And who's that with him?
Why are they talking to Dr. Trask?
And why are they coming this way?
And why are we asking all these questions?
Oh, they're looking very serious. I hope I didn't leave the cash register drawer open again.
Penny?
Yes, sir?
Hi, Whit. What a surprise.
Hi, Connie. Penny, this is Detective Polehouse with the Odyssey Police.
Hello.
He wants to ask you a few questions.
Well, the traffic light changed while I was in the middle of the intersection. I promise, check your traffic cameras, okay?
Well, he wants to ask about the poster for the carnival.
Oh, really? It was completely original. I didn't plagiarize a single piece of art, really.
Is there somewhere we can talk privately?
Oh, how about the Agora Cafe downstairs? They have a private room, and I just love their apple strudels.
Okay.
Since Penny is my student, I ought to be there.
Suits me.
Oh, can Connie come with me for moral support?
Oh. Sure.
Well, if I'm going, then Whit has to come, too.
All right. Anyone else? Maybe we should invite the whole class.
Oh, don't be silly. There wouldn't be enough strudel for the whole class.
Just lead on.
All right, Detective. We're anxious to know what this is all about.
Who commissioned the poster for the carnival?
As I said upstairs, the commission came through me. Archie Hagler, the owner of the carnival, contacted me. He wanted something special produced since this is the last carnival.
You know Archie?
No, not really.
Is Archie who you met with, Penny?
No, I met with a man named... Oh, come to think of it, he never did tell me his name.
What did he look like?
Well, he was reminiscent of George Cruikshank's illustrations of the character of Fagin in Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist.
What?
Oh, you know, long, stringy hair and beard with a southern accent.
Uh-huh.
Not that his beard had a southern accent, but his lips in the middle of the beard moved, and that's what came out.
Are you getting this, Connie?
Not at all.
How many times did you meet this guy?
Twice. The first time to go over the idea, the second time to show him the design, and the third time to give him the finished poster. He wanted an electronic version, so I gave him a disc. Oh, and I drew lots of little hearts on it just to give it a personal touch.
Uh-huh. Where did you meet?
Hal's Diner. It was all very straightforward, apart from the meatloaf.
How did you get paid for the work?
That came through me. The carnival sent a check.
I want to see the check.
Well, you still haven't explained...
And it's better that I don't, for now. We'll be in touch if we have any other questions.
I guess we're going.
Whit?
I'll explain later, Connie.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Oh, thanks for the strudel!
So is that it? Are they done for the afternoon?
Looks like it. Did you write everything down?
I think so, but I had to scribble on this receipt from the hardware store, so it's kind of mixed up.
Let's hear it.
They drove the big truck back to a very nice house in a 40-gallon trash can.
What?
Sorry. Brentwood Estates. Then they took the sheets off of the hex head cap screws.
Jay!
Furniture. Told you this was a mess. And then they drove the big truck down to a lot near Gower's Field where the tub shelf utility cart is set up.
Uncle Archie's carnival.
Yeah, that. Then they got into a PVC plastic fitting.
Pickup truck,
and drove here to an iron gate on Chrome Pipe.
Gold Camp Road. Trickle Lake is a mile west of here.
And the gate leads to...
I'm not sure.
And that's it. Apart from the UV filtration system and sheet metal hole plugs, which were only $8.53.
Good.
So, that's it?
That's it for now. Those two are definitely up to something. And I'm gonna find out what it is.
There were a lot of twists and turns in today's story, with a lot of suspicion on all sides. Suspicion between Mr. Skint and Wally Hagler, and Detective Polehouse, and the people at Uncle Archie's carnival. But that's what happens when we put ourselves in situations that go against goodness and righteousness. That's one reason why the Apostle Paul encourages us to avoid the appearance of evil, and that bad company corrupts good character. Together, those verses tell us not to put ourselves in positions where we might do what's wrong or what looks bad, and not to hang around with people who will influence us to do what's wrong. That's why it's so important to choose who we work and play with wisely. Now I have to wonder about Connie's new friend Penny. What's her connection to the Green Ring? Can she be trusted? I'm sure we'll find out in the episodes ahead. Today's program is a presentation of Focus on the Family. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.